What a spectacle to behold. People lining the streets, some aghast, weeping, many jeering, taunting, mocking, others simply taking it in, a primitive form of entertainment. And there he comes. Here he is, plodding painfully under the weight of the cross, taking in the faces, some familiar, some unknown, some compassionate, some cruel, taking in the sounds, the voices. Some condescending, he saved others. Some callous, impervious to his sufferings, his dignity, his fate. The blows rain down. The stings of the lash, the denial, the abandonment, the betrayal. What a spectacle. The condemned man. But is not the greater spectacle the bystanders and onlookers, those without regard for his innocent life, the marvel of his miracles, or the splendor of his teachings? What kind of human being would participate like this as if it were a sport? Who would stand idly by and do nothing? Unlike Veronica and his mother. Perhaps if forced, like Simon, help might be given. But to stand and do nothing, what kind of creature is that? Yet, are we not at times in the crowd just like that? Apathetic, ungrateful, hardened, unmoved. We have our life to live, after all. Obligations, pursuits, interests, sports, work, entertainment. Easter? That's fine. But don't trouble me with Lent, with fasting, with the cross, with sacrifice, with duty and responsibility, let alone voluntarily and joyfully offering what is precious out of gratitude, reciprocity, love. Give us the goods and leave us alone. By far, though, the greatest spectacle of all is the love of Jesus Christ, which embraces such inhumanity and transforms all our faults and even our death into a gift, an offering to God, so that that which had defined us was redefined by his love. Behold the man, Pilate exclaimed. Look how insignificant man is. Look how little worth you have, he was saying. But look at your great value, Jesus pleaded. Fallen? Yes. Beyond hope? Never. Friends, let Jesus Christ's love redefine you and set you on a path of willing participation with him, transforming the evil around you through love, traveling the path he trod, thus asking him to raise us sinners to everlasting life.